Thomas E. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Henry Halbach, H-A-L-B-A-C-H. Address is 5992 Timber Ridge Drive, Magalie, California, 95954. Phone 530-681-7121. Cell 530-681-7122. ID is XXX00330. Date of birth 8/9/1954. 69 year old. Disabled man. The insurance is Medicare/Blue Cross. Pharmacy is Rite Aid-Magalia/OptumRx. It is addressed to Kenneth Gillen, G-I-L-L-E-N-P-A.
Is he Paradise Medical Group?
Mm-hmm. Paradise Medical Group, 6460 Pence Road, Suite A, Paradise, California, 95969-3673, 530-872-6650, 530-877-2196. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation with clinical history and symptoms of treated Parkinson's disease. Subparagraph, history of atypical features on clinical examination. New paragraph, comorbid medical problems. Seizure disorder. Type 1 diabetes. Coronary artery disease. Chronic spinal pain on opioids. Bilateral low back pain. History of aortic valve replacement, dyslipidemia. Erectile dysfunction. Benign prostatic hypertrophy. History of nocturnal restlessness and anxiety with restless leg symptoms. Chronic and continuous fatigue, subparagraph, history of obstructive sleep apnea syndrome, treated on CPAP therapy, North State Pulmonary Associates, Dr. Verma. New paragraph, current medications, list these vertically. Warfarin 10 milligrams daily, TADALAFIL 5 milligrams once daily, Keppra 750 milligrams, 1.5 tablets daily, EZETIMBE 10 milligrams daily, Allertec 10 milligrams nightly, RABEPRAZOLE 20 milligrams, one tab in the morning. Simvastatin 10 milligrams, one tablet a day. Carbidopa levodopa 25-100, two tablets four times a day. Celecoxib 200 milligrams, one tablet in the morning. Omega 3 capsules, 1 gram, two capsules twice a day. APAP oxycodone 7.5/3/25, one tablet twice daily. Fluticasone 5 micrograms, two sprays twice a day. medical allergies, lovastatin. Past medical history, allergies-hay fever, Lissy's vertically arthritis, bleeding disorder, back injury, cervical and lumbar degenerative disease, CPAP therapy, diabetes, history of closed head injury, lumbar spinal disease, question Parkinson's, sleep apnea, remote history of stroke, pertinent surgical history, back surgery, cardiac bypass, open heart surgery, carpal tunnel surgery, right and left, cataract eye surgery, right and left, history of hernia repair, tonsillectomy 1958, heart valve replacement 1994. Family history, arthritis, autoimmune disease, ALS, diabetes, stroke, dear Ken Gillen and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Mr. Henry Halbach for neurological evaluation. Subparagraph: Henry was seen today accompanied by his wife, who is really supportive and quite competent, providing additional medical history historically. New paragraph: as you already remember, Henry was admitted to Enloe Hospital after he developed increasing sluggishness, neuromuscular weakness, and clinical symptoms of stiffness, for which he apparently couldn't get out of bed. He was seen and examined at Enloe Hospital, evaluated by Dr. H. Singh, M.D., clinical staff neurologist, identifying clinical symptoms of Parkinsonism and initiating medication. New paragraph: he was scheduled for follow-up imaging studies and transferred to a local rehab facility, but apparently rehab was not initiated in the facility. Subparagraph: he is not now at home in rehab, obtaining PTOT and continued therapy on a routine and regular basis. Subparagraph: initiation of the carbidopa levodopa has improved his mobility, capacity, ambulation, and reduced or eliminated symptoms of stiffness to the point that he can do the majority of his routine activities of daily living without difficulty now. New paragraph: his wife gave an additional pertinent history of nocturnal restlessness with restless feet at night that may also have improved. New paragraph: importantly, since his hospitalization, he's developed increased edema in the upper extremities with bilateral hand pain and swelling, complaining of motor weakness. He is up at night three times now to void, where previously on CPAP therapy, he didn't have to void until the morning. Subparagraph: I've asked him to return to Dr. Massa for reevaluation of his cardiovascular function, considering these findings. New paragraph: his clinical examination today shows that he's alert, oriented, pleasant, intelligent, with insight, but in quite a bit of distress with pain in both hands that are mild to moderately edematous, demonstrating motor weakness on grip strength without unusual sensory changes. Subparagraph, please note previous history of carpal tunnel syndrome, in parenthesis, new paragraph. His deep tendon reflexes are symmetrically preserved in the upper and lower extremities. Subparagraph, I detected no pathological or primitive reflexes today on testing. New paragraph, there is no tremor at rest with intention or movement. New paragraph, rapid alternating and successive movements, including fine motor speed testing, are normal. New paragraph, passive range of motion with distraction maneuvers induces no neuromuscular stiffness or cogwheeling. New paragraph, there is no evidence of any significant dysmetria today. New paragraph, it is hard for him to get out of a chair, but he can manage to do this and ambulate normally. New paragraph, I demonstrate no ataxia. There's no tendency to falls at this time. New paragraph. In consideration of the clinical concerns that he might, as a type 1 diabetic, have the manifestations of stiff person syndrome, his neuromuscular examination demonstrates no inducible stiffness, no reactive stiffness, and no stiffness present at rest or with movement, which would not necessarily be consistent with this. However, diagnostic laboratory studies have been requested and should be followed. New paragraph, considering his presentation, I reviewed the imaging studies of his brain, neck, and lumbothoracic spine. Subparagraph, interestingly, the brain, even though he has a clinical history of two previous posterior strokes with visual agnosia, limiting his vertical vision, and apparently possibly two recent ischemic strokes, the MR imaging study completed at ENLO was not disclosing. New paragraph. Cervical MR imaging, on the other hand, is very demonstrative, showing degenerative cervical disease with spinal stenosis and cord impingement at three levels. New paragraph, the lumbar spine shows some degenerative changes, but they are not unusually or particularly prominent. New paragraph, in consideration of this presentation, with the motor weakness in the upper extremities, one would have to consider the etiology to be, number one, diabetes, number two, ischemic microvascular cerebrovascular disease, number three, cervical degeneration with spinal stenosis, and neuromuscular weakness, number four, consequences of progressive cardiovascular disease with distal edema, pain and distal nerve impingement, - previous history of carpal tunnel syndrome. Recommendations. At this time, to validate and consider a continued treatment with carbidopa-levodopa, we will obtain a DAT DAT scan at MD Imaging in Reading. New paragraph. I am scheduling for an upper extremity nerve conduction EMG study to exclude other features of neuromuscular that would be consistent with progressive neuromuscular weakness. New paragraph. Certainly, additional general laboratory workup should be completed, which will certainly entertain when he returns. New paragraph, I've asked him to return to Dr. Verma's office for reevaluation of his CPAP unit, where he is having difficulty with his full face mask. Readjustment of his mask may be beneficial for improved nocturnal ventilation, reducing some clinical symptoms. New paragraph. spinal surgical evaluation, of course, would certainly be indicated with his clinical history and findings. A certified, qualified, fellowship-trained spinal orthopedic surgeon would be a referral of choice. New paragraph. We are scheduling him for his follow-up here and his testing. We will see him with results of the DAT scan, and I will send a follow-up report and sign respectfully with my professional signature.